We're going to spend a few minutes now looking at the efforts that some universities are making to compete for students. And we'll start in Germany, where institutions of higher education used to be models for Americans. But today, many German professors come to the United States to research and to teach. So the German government is trying to stop the brain drain by setting up elite schools modeled after Harvard and MIT. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
American educators used to go to Germany to learn how to improve their universities. But these days, German universities can only dream of reaching the standards of top U.S. schools, from Berkeley to Yale.
Germany was very good, or is still very good, in many fields, but we've lost ground a little bit in the recent decade.
Bernd Neuendorf is a spokesperson for Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, whose government wants to establish a kind of German Ivy League, turning up to 10 existing schools into elite universities. They would get more funding, the top professors, and the country's best students.
What we try to do is just look for places where we can bring people together who are highly motivated, highly qualified, and who can win Nobel Prizes for us more than we have won in the last 20 years.
Chronic budget cuts mean classrooms are overcrowded, facilities are old. The schools function like giant bureaucracies with little freedom or flexibility. They can't select their own students or raise their own money. Sarah Nachama is the director of Touro College, a private school that's run on the U.S. system. She says many ambitious high school graduates ask her about the American way of college.
Most of them do not want to study here in Germany. Some of them who start studying here, they are disappointed with the system. They want to talk to the professor, which is not possible. They have no contact. They are just one of the 600 students who sit down in the lecture hall and listen to the lectures, and they don't want that.
Of Germany's 2 million college students, about 100,000 go abroad to study. One estimate says almost a third of German PhD students go to the U.S. to do research. Many stay there. Setting up a Harvard on the Rhine is meant to stop the exodus, attract top-notch scholars, and boost research and innovation. But Dieter Lenzen, president of Berlin's Free University, one of the country's top-ranked, has doubts about the plan.
I don't think you can construct elite universities. Look to Harvard, for instance. Harvard has 130 years after itself, and in these 130 years, they earned a lot of money. So they have $7 billion they can live with.
German schools don't have budgets anywhere near that, nor the tradition of foundations, endowments, or even student fees which fund top U.S. schools. And the very idea of an elite university for an elite few doesn't sit well with many Germans' principles of fairness. Rainer Lehmann is an education professor at Berlin's Humboldt University.
For them, elite is almost automatically equivalent to depriving the masses of their just opportunities. And the implication of having elite universities is that most of the universities are second rate and are openly declared second rate. And that's quite alien to our thinking.
Even students, like these at a protest over budget cuts, admit the system needs change. But like Michael Reiske, many are uncomfortable Americanizing German education.
It is good to have people who want to learn, who want to study very much and want to get to the elite, but there's a right to education, and that's the dilemma.
The government has a goal of 2010 for the elite schools, but critics call that a pipe dream. Harvard, they say, wasn't created overnight. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.